So today, in the time of sermon, we will continue on the series on the study of Philippians.
咁我哋今日讲到嘅时候咧，就会继续我哋一路查考紧嘅呢个腓立比书嘅系列。
So we have come to chapter 4 of Philippians from verse 4 to 7.
咁我哋已经嚟到咧第四章嘅四至七节。
So this is toward the end of the letter.
咁呢个咧就系已经嚟到腓立比书呢个书信嘅结尾部分。
And actually, this passage is quite well loved among different Christians.
咁呢段经文咧，相信喺好多基督徒中间都系好受欢迎嘅。
Because in this passage, we can observe Heavenly Father's kind intention for us to rejoice always in our lives.
因为咧喺呢一段经文里面咧，我哋就能够观察到耶和神对我哋嘅美意啊，系希望我哋能够常常喜乐。
So, shall we read it together, both in English and then in Chinese?
咁我哋一齐首先用英文读，然后再用中文读啊。
So let us start with English. So, 1, 2, 3. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
好，我哋一齐用广东话读，一二三，你们要靠着主常常喜乐。我在说，你们要喜乐，要使大家看出你们谦和的心。主已经近了，应当毫无忧虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求，带着感恩的心，把你们所要的告诉神。这样，神所赐超过人能了解的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心思意念。
So this passage is actually quite rich in spiritual treasures and reminders.
咁其实呢段经文咧，系含有非常之丰富嘅属灵嘅宝藏，同埋有好好嘅提醒。
And it will bless our lives if you and I would listen and learn to apply what Heavenly Father is speaking to us through this passage.
而当我哋咧愿意去真系聆听同埋学习去应用呢段经文所提醒嘅事情，就系天父对我哋所讲嘅说话咧，其实我哋就会得着呢份祝福啦。
So, we want to take some time to understand this passage.
咁所以我哋都会花啲时间咧去明白清楚呢段经文。
And by the grace of God, today I will lead you to mainly focus on verse 4 in this passage.
咁而靠住神嘅恩典咧，今日我想带领大家特别去焦点去睇第四节。
And the next time, we will continue to learn about the latter part of this passage.
而下一次咧，我哋先会再去睇埋经文后面嘅部分。
So, in verse 4, it says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
咁佢第四节话：你们要靠着主常常喜乐。我在说，你们要喜乐。
So this verse may appear simple and straightforward,
咁呢节经文咧，听落去就好简单，好直接。
but actually there are precious truths and reminders hidden in this seemingly plain statement.
但系咧，其实喺入面咧系蕴藏咗好重要宝贵嘅真理啦，同埋一啲提醒喺当中。
So many of you have read this verse before,
咁相信好多人都读过呢节经文噶啦。
but when we approach the Word of God, it's always best for us to come with a fresh understanding and put down our understanding in the past first.
咁咧，但系纵然好熟悉呢节经文咧，每一次当我哋面对神嘅话语咧，好重要嘅就我哋都要以一个全新嘅态度去睇看待神嘅话语啦。咁就去放低我哋以前固有好多嘅理解。
And in our spirits, they are looking to God, our Heavenly Father, to show us, what He wants to teach us.
咁同埋咧，我哋嘅灵咧，要向住天父咧，求佢亲自教导我哋，究竟佢想我哋学嘅系咩？
And for some of you, it may be your first time reading this verse.
咁但可能我哋当中咧，亦都有啲人系第一次接触听到呢段经文嘅。
So I think when you think about this very short verse,
所以当你去默想呢段咁短嘅经文嘅时候，
I think at least two questions would immediately come to your mind.
我相信咧立刻就会有两个问题啦。
The first question is why?
咁第一个就系点解咧？
Why is it necessary to rejoice in the Lord like Paul instructed the Philippian church to do?
点解我哋需要好似保罗去劝勉呢个腓立比教会咁样，要靠主常常喜乐咧？
And he makes the emphasis very clear by saying to them, again, I say, rejoice.
而且咧，佢仲要非常之加重佢嘅強調，要用到話我再説，你們要喜樂。
And I think if you are parents, yeah, it makes sense. If you want your child to listen and know something is important, you will repeat more than once, right?
咁 我相信在座係父母嘅都會明白啦。如果你有嘢要你嘅仔女去聽，覺得係好重要，咁可能你就會起碼講兩次咁樣。
So Apostle Paul, as a like a father figure in the Philippian church, is also encouraging these dear ones in the Lord.
咁保罗咧，作为腓立比教会呢个属灵嘅父亲啊，咁其实佢都系咁样去鼓励呢班喺主里面亲爱嘅儿女们。
To understand, he's speaking about something very crucial.
咁就要确保佢哋咧知道佢而家所讲嘅嘢系非常之重要嘅。
So this is the first question: why are Christians commanded to rejoice in the Lord?
咁所以第一个问题就系点解基督徒咧系需要喺靠住主常常嘅喜乐？
And the second question is:
咁第二个问题咧，
is it possible to live in this more and more in li ah, sorry, is it possible to live in this way in this more and more chaotic world?
咁第二个问题就系啦，喺一个日趋混乱嘅世界里面啊，要咁样去生活系咪做得到嘅咧？
Are we still able to rejoice in the Lord always?
我哋系咪真系可以常常靠住主咁样去保持常常喜乐咧？
So these are the two questions: why rejoice always? And is it possible to live in this way?
咁所以咧，发出嘅两个问题就系点解要靠主常常喜乐，同埋究竟实际上系咪做得到嘅？
Now, these are the two questions that we need to ponder and answer as we think deeper on this passage.
咁所以呢两个问题咧，都系我哋必须要去默想啦，然后尽心去理解嘅。
So let us look to Heavenly Father and come together to consider these two questions step by step.
咁我哋都一步一步啦，去嚟到神面前咧，去面对去默想呢两个问题。
So why did Paul stress on this point to rejoice so much throughout his letter to the Philippian church?
咁點解保羅咧喺成個腓立比書裏面咧都不斷去重複，要希望腓立比書要記得要去常常喜樂咧？
So we can see he already mentioned this to the brothers and sisters in chapter 2, verse 18, and also in chapter 3, verse 1, and again in chapter 4, verse 4.
咁就正如呢度投影嗰度都見到啦，無論喺之前嘅2章18節或者3章1節。甚至而家4章4節咧，保罗都系讲紧同样嘅信息。
So rejoice in the Lord is a topic that Apostle Paul really wanted to impress upon the hearts of brothers and sisters.
咁我哋知道咧，保罗系非常之想刻喺弟兄姊妹嘅心呢个重要嘅信息，就系必须要常常喜乐。
So why the emphasis?
咁但系点解要咁强调咧？
So let us notice this joy mentioned in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 is not the kind of joy that we generate ourselves from things in the world or fun activities in the world.
咁我哋首先要留意喺腓立比书4章4節呢度所讲嘅嗰种喜乐咧，并唔系我哋喺世界里面自己寻找到嘅嗰啲喜乐啊，譬如透过我哋有啲好有趣嘅活动啊咁样。
But the joy is the kind that is found in the Lord and it comes from Him.
呢一种嘅喜乐咧，系只能够喺主里面揾得到嘅，系从主而嚟嘅。
So the phrase in the Lord is important for us to notice.
咁所以呢个靠主翻译做靠主呢个咁嘅短语系非常之值得我哋留意嘅。
So in the Lord's, is 在
喺
主。
主里系啦，即系虽然中文就翻译靠主啦，咁但系如果根据翻，应该可以亦都系译做在主里面咁样。
So this means the joy Paul speaks about here is the kind of joy that is very much based on our living relationship with God Yahweh and with Jesus Christ.
咁其实咧。呢一度保罗所讲紧嘅喜乐啊，系真系基于我哋同耶和神同埋主耶稣基督有一份活泼嘅活生生嘅关系。
Especially when Christians are abiding in Christ.
特别系当基督徒咧真系住喺基督里面。
So the basis of this kind of joy is found in the Lord.
咁所以咧呢份嘅喜乐咧系建基喺主里面嘅。
When we are connected with Him, abiding in Christ and in our Heavenly Father.
就当我哋咧同主系联系，我哋真系学习住喺基督里面，住喺天父里面。
So when you and I enter through baptism into a covenantal and living relationship with God, like the metaphor of vine and branches that the Lord Jesus used to describe his relationship with us.
咁所以就系当你同我咧，透过洗礼进入一份同神之间有呢份嘅约嘅关系啦，有呢份活生生嘅关系，咁咧就好似主耶稣佢自己都用过另一个比喻去形容我哋同主之间嘅关系，就系葡萄树同埋枝子嗰种嘅关系。
So it's like the picture. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit."
咁咧就好似呢个图画里面啦，约翰福音15:5呢度讲紧嘅系啦。
And it's through Christ that we can really be reconciled with God
咁系要藉住耶稣基督咧，我哋先能够同父神和好。
and start to, begin our relationship with Him.
咁我哋先可以咧开始我哋同神之间嗰份关系。
Then this joy from God can flow to us when we abide in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
咁咧，当我哋咁样去住喺耶稣基督里面咧，嗰份喜乐就会流到我哋生命里面。
So, why did Paul stress on rejoicing in the Lord so much?
咁究竟点解保罗哇咁强调要喺主里面常常喜乐咧？
Because joy is a mark of a healthy and functioning Christian life.
因为喜乐啊，系一个健康系好正常运作嘅基督徒生命嘅标志。
So this is similar to a young child who is well looked after and well loved by his or her parents.
咁咧就好似一个小朋友啦，佢系被到佢父母好所痛爱啊，亦都照顾得好好嘅时候。
Then this child is a happy kid because he or she is surrounded by the love of his parents.
咁呢个小朋友咧就系一个好开心嘅小朋友啦，因为佢咧系被佢父母嘅爱所包围住。
However, because of sin, that's separated mankind from God.
但系好可惜咧，因为罪嘅缘故啊，将人同神分开，
We may not all have loving parents who look after us.
我哋可能唔系每一个都有真系好爱我哋嘅父母去关心照顾自己，
But we do have a loving Creator, our Father in heaven.
但系我哋同样有爱我哋嘅创造主，我哋天上嘅父亲。
Who, as the Bible describes, will care even when a sparrow falls to the ground.
咁喺圣经入面就形容咧，佢系关心我哋咧，到一个地步，就算一只麻雀跌咗喺地下，佢都知道。
And he is the one who has numbered even our hair.
佢连我嘅头发都一一数过。
And is the one who will very much share his love, his joy, and his peace with us.
同埋佢好乐意同我哋分享佢嘅爱啦，佢嘅喜乐啦，同埋佢嘅平安。
And God Yahweh has made salvation possible when we are willing to turn away from our sinful ways.
而耶和神咧，亦都好乐意将救恩赐俾我哋啦，就系、是、当我哋愿意转离我哋罪恶嘅生命。
Just like the memory verse says, when we repent and return to Him and put our trust in following Him and His beloved Son Jesus.
咁咧就好似我哋都曾经背过嘅背诵经文啦，就系、是、当我哋愿意将我哋嘅信靠挤喺神里面嘅时候，挤喺主去跟随主耶稣基督。
So, yeah, the verse today, actually.
就系我哋今日所背嘅背诵经文啦。
And that's how we can experience, salvation from Him and strength that comes from Him.
所以今日嘅背诵经文提醒我哋点样能够从神嗰度得着救恩，同埋咧得着呢份嘅力量。
So, when we live in the Lord, we are in this close and intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus and with the Heavenly Father. And joy is a natural product of this close union.
当我哋咧，即系学习住喺基督里面，住喺主里面咧，即系话我哋系有一份同神好亲密嘅关系嘅时候咧，咁天父同埋主耶稣嗰份喜乐咧，就会成为我哋呢份咁紧密嘅联系嘅一个所谓产品一个结果。
When our lives are also being transformed by the Spirit of God, that is given to Christians.
咁所以当我哋嘅生命咧，都系被神嘅灵去改变嘅时候咧，即系呢一切就会俾过我哋啦。
So let us take a look at two passages to understand this point, that joy being a mark of a healthy and living relationship with Heavenly Father and with Christ.
咁我哋可以睇下两段经文咧，都话俾佢听咧，喜乐系一个健康啦，同埋活泼嘅，同神之间有呢种咁嘅生命嘅一个特征嚟嘅。
So may I ask Grace to read for us in Chinese, please?
咁我用中文先为大家读出呢个加拉太书5:22，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
When the Spirit of God that is given to each child of God, when the Holy Spirit is working in our lives,
当神嘅灵真系喺我哋生命里面去工作嘅时候咧。
then joy is a character that God will establish in our new life in Christ.
咁神咧就会喺我哋喺耶稣基督里面呢个新生命咧去建立呢份嘅喜乐呢个特质。
As we seek first His kingship and His righteousness in our lives, then our lives are being transformed by Him.
就系当我哋咧先求神嘅国啦，佢嘅统治同埋佢嘅呢份嘅公义，咁我哋嘅生命就会随之而被改变。
And the next passage in John chapter 15, verse 10 to 12.
咁我哋都可以睇下一段经文啦，《约翰福音》15:10-12。
So this time let us read together in English. So one, two,
咁我
three.
哋用英文读。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you. So here we can see clearly those who abide in the Lord Jesus to keep his commandments love is the one who can experience the fullness of joy.
咁喺呢度我哋就睇到啦，嗰啲真系住喺耶稣基督里面啊，愿意去遵守佢呢个爱嘅诫命嘅人咧，佢哋就系嗰啲能够好完全咁去经历丰丰富富基督里面呢份喜乐嘅人。
So, to sum up the first points
咁所以我哋总结第一点，
on the question, why is it vital to rejoice in the Lord?
究竟点解要去喺主里面常常喜乐系咁至关重要咧？
So, this is because it is a mark of a functioning and healthy Christian life.
咁原因咧就系一个健康真系正常运作嘅基督徒生命咧，应该系有呢一个特质嘅。
And it is being renewed by the Spirit of God.
而且咧系因为神嘅灵咧去更新我哋。
So coming to the second question.
咁嚟到第二个问题，Disney，Disney。
So is it possible to rejoice always?
好，嚟到第二个问题。究竟系咪真系可以做到常常靠主喜乐喺主里面常常喜乐？
So the word always indicates continuity.
咁呢个常常呢个字咧，就已经去俾我哋睇到系讲紧一个连续性嘅。
Is it really possible to rejoice continuously in the Lord?
究竟要喺主里面连续持续咁样去保持呢份喜乐，系咪真系做得到嘅咧？
Very often, the reason why many people are unable to be happy in their lives is because.
咁好多时候咧，点解咁多人都冇办法喺佢哋生命当中有呢份喜乐咧？
Because they are enslaved by their circumstances and their own temperaments.
就因为咧，其实佢哋受到佢哋嘅环境同埋佢哋嗰份嘅性情咧所影响啊，好似捆绑住佢哋。
So the circumstance that people face currently or had faced in the past can affect them greatly.
所以咧。佢哋无论而家正系面临嘅一个处境，或者佢哋以往所经历过嘅嘢咧，就不断喺度影响佢哋啊，好深咁影响佢哋，
Causing them to be unhappy or dissatisfied.
以致佢哋冇办法开心啦，亦都唔会满足。
The cause of unhappiness could be the suffering or the hurt they are currently facing.
咁佢哋之所以咁唔开心咧，可能佢哋正处于一啲嘅苦难里面啦，或者佢哋正系面对紧一啲伤害。
Or the hurts in the past they received that are still affecting them today.
但亦都可能系从前所受过伤害，到而家都仍然影响紧佢哋。
Another reason why people doubt if it's possible to always rejoice is because they think their natural tendency and temperament is melancholy.
咁另一个原因咧，点解有啲人就会去怀疑，系咪真可以做到常常喜乐噶？就因为可能佢觉得咧，佢哋嘅本性啊，佢哋倾向咧，都系比较悲观嘅。
And they say, I get moody quite easily.
咁佢会讲我就系咁噶啦，我就好容易会情绪啊低落咁样，
And some feel they are easily anxious.
或者有啲咧就系觉得佢哋真系好容易就会焦虑嘅。
So this is why they think it's not possible to rejoice continuously in the Lord.
咁亦都呢个原因咧，佢哋就觉得点解冇可能咧持续咁去喺主里面有呢份嘅喜乐？
So the sad reality is people can be bound by their circumstances and their own temperaments.
所以呢个好可悲嘅现实咧，就系好多人咧系受困于佢哋所处嘅境况同埋佢哋嘅性情，
So they are not able to rejoice and they are not free.
所以佢哋冇办法开心喜乐，反而咧亦都冇呢份自由。
So can you see, in order to be able to rejoice always,
咁你睇到，如果我哋真系要常常喜乐，
this requires strength.
其实需要力量嘅，
It requires power.
需要能力。
The power to rise above our circumstances and the power to be set free from bondages.
就系有呢份能力咧，去超越我哋所处嘅境况，同埋咧呢份能力咧系可以去从我哋嘅捆绑当中被释放出嚟。
So power is required to set us free from our circumstances, so our inner joy is not bound or dictated by our circumstance.
咁所以咧，我哋系必须有呢份能力去释放我哋，以致咧我哋唔会再受困于我哋嘅境况啦，同埋咧我哋呢份里面出嚟嘅喜乐，亦都唔会系受到困，即受困系啦，减少。
So power is also required to set us free from our natural temperaments.
咁所以咧，我哋要能够去从我哋即本来好自然嘅呢个性情我哋习惯嘅呢个性情咧，被释放出嚟有自由咧。
And also our self-centeredness, we need to be set free. That requires power.
咁包括亦都要从我哋呢份自我为中心要被释放出嚟咧，其实两者都需要有呢份能力。
Whether we are naturally speaking, melancholy person or anxious person.
无论咧我哋好自然咁讲，我哋一个比较悲观啊、抑郁嘅人啦，或者一个容易焦虑嘅人都好。
So to rejoice always has to do with power.
咁所以能够常常喜乐咧，系需要能力嘅。
And that is exactly what the good news of salvation is meant to accomplish in our lives.
而呢个正正咧就系救恩嘅好消息，希望能够喺我哋生命当中去达至嘅。
So in Romans chapter 1, verse 16,
喺罗马书1:16咁话，
Paul wrote, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, which means non-Jewish people.
咁罗马书1:16，保罗咁话：我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希列人。咁希列人呢个其实更加泛指系唔系犹太人嘅人。
So we can see it's the will of God to set us free from bondages that enslaves us.
咁我哋就睇到咧，原来神嘅心意咧，就系要将我哋从一啲捆绑里面释放出嚟，得自由。
God desires to set us free from the bondage of sin,
神咧好渴慕将我哋从罪嘅捆绑里面释放出嚟。
from the bondage of self-centeredness,
从自我为中心释放出嚟，
our self-centered inclination and desires.
就系讲到我哋好多时候好自私啊、自我为中心嘅一啲倾向同埋渴慕，
So we can stop hurting ourselves or others,
以致我哋咧就唔好再去伤害自己同埋伤害别人，
or hurting God,
甚至系伤害神。
so we can be truly free to live and serve our loving Creator Yahweh and to work with Him after Jesus' example.
以致我哋真系有自由，能够咧去活出一个生命，系服侍爱我哋嘅创造主耶和华、创造主神啦，同埋去跟随主耶稣嘅脚中行。
So is it possible to rejoice always?
咁所以问翻啦，究竟系咪真系可以常常喜乐咧？
The answer is yes.
个答案系可以嘅，
But it's better for you yourself to experience it.
但系最重要系你自己能够经历到。
When you are determined to obey the gospel and to be set free by God through faith in Christ.
就当你真系决心要去回应信服福音，然后经历咧神点样藉住你对主耶稣基督嘅信咧，去释放你，使你得自由。
So Apostle Paul is the one who can testify to this.
咁其实使徒保罗咧，佢就系亲身可以去见证呢一点嘅。
So, do you recall under what circumstance was Paul writing this letter to the Philippian church?
咁大家仲记得究竟保罗写呢封书信嘅时候，佢究竟处于一个咩境况呢？
Was he a young person, an old person?
佢系好年青啊，定已经比较年长啦？
So he was an old person,
佢
having served and followed God and served Christ for decades.
咁其实当时佢已经系好老噶啦，即系年纪咁咧，佢亦都已经忠心咁跟随神咧，亦都去服侍基督啦，都成一个起码都有10年 decades 咯。
Close to 30 years, I believe.
decades 即系好几十年啦，即系差唔多可能都有成30年嘅时间。
And he wasn't writing this from a resort in a resort island.
咁佢就唔系喺某啲岛屿岛聚啊，即系好靓咁样喺嗰啲度假嘅别墅咁样写呢封信嘅喎。
And to say, Rejoice in the Lord.
咁喺个别墅就啊，大家要常常喜乐啊咁。
Drinking like, I don't know what's the drink.
咁可能手啊拎住杯唔知咩酒啊定乜嘢喺度叹紧。
So he was writing these letters in a prison in Rome.
佢其实系喺罗马一个监狱里面去写呢封信嘅。
And he faced the possibility of death penalty.
而且正要面临被处死呢个局面，
So humanly speaking, there really was nothing to rejoice about.
所以人睇嚟咧，真系完全冇理由要去开心，要喜乐。
Yet Paul was ever so joyful in his tone throughout this letter.
但系你观察到佢保罗喺成封书信里面嗰个语调语气都系非常之喜乐嘅。
And he taught the brothers and sisters to rejoice in the Lord times and again in this letter.
而且咧，佢喺呢封信咧，重复又重复咁教导弟兄姊妹，必须喺主里面咧喜乐。
So Apostle Paul not just talked the talk, but he also walked the walk.
所以使徒保罗咧就唔系净系得把口讲啊，佢系亲身咁活出佢所教导嘅。
So at least from Apostle Paul, we can see it is possible to rejoice always.
所以最少喺使徒保罗生命里面，我哋就见到咧，真系行得通嘅，我哋真系可以常常喜乐。
But some of you may say, I'm no Apostle Paul.
咁但可能大家即刻就话，唉，我同使徒保罗差好远啦，我都唔系使徒保罗。
But we're blessed to get to know a dear sister in the Liverpool congregation that we witnessed with our eyes even till the very last moment of her life.
咁但系我哋都好有福啦，喺利物浦教会里面咧，我哋认识一位姊妹咧，系能够睇到佢生命嘅见证，直至佢要离开人世嗰一刻。
So, I want to share with you a little bit about the testimony of our dear sister Hoi.
所以我而家就想同大家分享少少咧，就我哋教会嘅亲爱嘅开姊妹佢嘅生命见证。
So, dear sister Hoi is a sister from our Liverpool church family.
咁阿开姊妹咧就系我哋利物浦教会大家庭嘅一位姊妹啦。
So, some of the older members would have met her.
咁所以如果我哋翻咗教会比较耐嘅成员都一定系好熟悉佢噶啦。
And sister Hoi passed away in 2020. Due to a severe case of chest infection.
咁喺2020年咧，阿开姊妹咧，因为一个非常之严重嘅肺感染咧，佢就离世啦。
That was before COVID.
咁其实啱啱喺新冠爆发之前，
And she was only 48,
佢当时只系得48岁。
with two children in
teenage，
their late teens.
咁佢嘅两个儿女啦，就系、是、都系即系年轻人啦，系啦。
So when she was hospitalized a few days before her passing,
咁当佢喺医院，即系仲有即系几佢离世前嘅几日喺医院嘅时候，
so the doctor told the family and the pastoral team frankly that Sister Hai will most likely not survive.
咁当时医生都好坦白咁同阿开讲话，你呢个情况咧，应该系唔能够去存活噶啦。
Because they had tried every kinds of antibiotics,
因为所有嘅抗生素啊，各种药物都试过，
but the infection was only getting worse.
但系嗰个感染仲系越嚟越严重。
So he told us to be prepared for her passing.
咁所以当时医生都同我哋讲话，我哋都要预备好佢离世啦。
Even before this incident, Sister Hai has always been very cheerful because of the Lord.
咁但系就算喺呢件事之前咧，其实你都会观察到佢常常都系有喺主里面呢份喜乐嘅。
And I think she was also optimistic about her own condition.
咁所以其实当时佢对自己个病况都仲系保持几乐观嘅态度嘅。
So, I don't think it was so strong a inclination that she knew she was about to pass away.
所以其实当时咧都冇感觉佢系有任何谂过自己原来咁快就要离世嘅。
So the pastoral team we seized the chance to visit her when we knew the news, and this Pastor Joe was the one who broke the news to her.
咁讲翻清楚啲，头先唔好意思，系医生当时系先同家人同埋我哋即系教牧团队讲先嘅，咁所以最后我哋教牧团队咧就特别系Pastor Joe 啦，周牧师佢就要将呢个消息咧去同阿开讲翻。
And we all went there, the four of us, to help prepare her hearts, to be ready to meet the Lord.
咁当时教牧团队有四位啦，我哋包括我哋两位，我哋就要一齐去预备阿开姊妹嘅心去迎接主啦。
Oh, little Lydia was also there.
咁仲有我哋嘅女怡珍啦。
And when Pastor Joe said to her, the doctors told us that you are likely not survive, and when he relayed this to her.
咁当时当阿 Pastor Joe 要同阿开讲，医生已经讲咗啦，你应该系过唔到呢一关嘅。
But we are here to support you to help you prepare.
咁但系我哋喺度系支持你、陪伴你，帮你一齐预备好去见主。
So what we witnessed was,
咁我哋当时见证到嘅系咩咧？
so have you ever go out in a sunny day? Sometimes there are some clouds still that would kind of cover the sun.
咁我唔知大家有冇试过喺本来都算晴朗嘅一日出去，但系咧有云系遮住个太阳。
It may be momentarily cloudy.
咁所以嗰一刻短暂咧就会变得好似有啲阴暗。
But because the wind keeps blowing,
咁但系风会继续吹。
then almost immediately the sun comes out.
咁但系隔咗冇几耐啫，嗰啲云又散开，个太阳又出翻嚟。
So that was what we saw in Ojai.
咁当时其实我哋见证到阿开嘅反应就系咁样。
So when she heard, first heard, oh, she's about to die. Maybe in a couple of days.
当佢啱啱听到自己原来可能几日内就会离世嘅时候，
So there was a momentarily sadness in on her face.
咁当然喺佢脸上都能够睇到系有嗰一刻嗰短暂嘅忧愁啦。
But almost within a minute, she was joyful again.
但系真系短短可能一分钟，佢突然间脸上又显露翻嗰份嘅喜乐，嗰份笑容。
And she began to talk about how to arrange her funeral.
咁佢就开始啦，去讲点样去安排佢嘅身后事啦。
And Pastor Joe was asking, "Oh, is there any last wish or any regrets that you need to deal with and all that?"
咁当时咧，Pastor Joe 就去问啦，咁你仲有冇啲即系你嘅最后嘅愿望啊，你嘅遗愿啊，仲有啲咩要处理啊？
I think her wish is for her children to come to know the Lord.
咁當然佢嘅心最大願望就係希望佢兩個兒女都可以去認識神啦。
She was not murmuring or complaining, "Oh, why is it that God is not healing me, that I have to say goodbye to my loved ones?"
咁但係佢當時係絕對冇任何嘅埋怨啊，或者去疑問，就覺得神點解唔醫治好我呢？即係我要去同我嘅仔女去告別呢。
But instead, she was joyfully entrusting her life totally into the Lord's hands.
反而佢真系好喜乐嘅，完全将自己生命咧交喺主手中。
So we saw, firsthand, how she rejoiced in the Lord always.
咁所以我哋系亲眼去经历、去见证呢位姊妹点样学，就喺靠住主常常喜乐，喺主里面常常喜乐。
And we spoke to her on Monday evening.
咁我哋当时星期一晚同佢倾偈啦。
And she passed away on Thursday around noontime.
咁佢喺星期四嘅中午时段就离开啦，
Peacefully.
咁系好感恩，系好安详嘅离开嘅。
Our brothers and sisters had a chance to say goodbye to her that morning.
咁而好感恩啦，嗰朝早其实我哋特别查经咗嘅弟兄姊妹都有机会去一一同佢道别。
So praise be to Heavenly Father, Hallelujah,
咁所以赞美神，赞美 Yahweh，
that
哈利路亚。
He has sustained and give joy to our dear sister Hai.
佢系去扶持住，同埋咧赐俾阿开呢份喜乐。
Till the very end, even when facing the trial of faith near the end of her life on earth,
佢能够喺 人生面临已经走到尽头，去面对咁大嘅信心考验嘅时候咧，仍然系充满呢个喜乐。
So Sister Hai was faithful, joyful. She was always rejoicing the Lord.
咁我哋睇到啦，开姊妹咧，佢真系一位忠心，同埋咧常常喺主里面有呢份喜乐嘅姊妹。
I remember she was also kind of being humorous about her own funeral, and she wanted to be scattered in Lake District.
咁佢甚至咧都好幽默啦，好轻松嘅心情同我哋讲话啊，佢其实即系完咗佢嘅安息礼拜啊，就将佢骨灰咧撒喺 Lake District 呢个好靓嘅湖嗰度啦，不如。
So she was talking about something that, yeah, it's mind-boggling how she can face her death so peacefully and joyfully, as if she's talking about
trip，
a trip somewhere.
咁 其实你大家谂下，佢当时所讲紧嘅呢个系非常凝重嘅一个题目啦。即系喺度面对佢嘅身后事，但系咧佢反而分享到好似好轻松、好开心，好似就讲紧要去旅游一样。
So such is the joy and the hope we have in Jesus Christ.
呢个咧就系你同我喺主耶稣基督里面都一样可以有嘅一份盼望。
That we can rejoice in the Lord always as we abide in Christ and receive God's enabling grace working in our lives.
就係當我哋都同樣嘅去學習喺主耶穌基督裏面咧，去有呢份嘅喜樂，因為藉住我哋能夠學習咩叫做同主同活啦，然後咧就能夠領受佢賜俾我哋呢份恩典去，賜俾我哋能力。
So coming back to chapter 4, verse 4.
咁我哋翻返嚟腓立比書4:4。
So let us notice the repeating exhortation in verse 4.
咁我哋再一次留意呢個重複嘅強調。
So Paul tirelessly said to the Philippian church, Again, I will say, rejoice.
保罗好似不厌其烦咁样，又提醒腓立比教会：我再说，你们要喜乐。
So what does this repeat of exhortation tell us about rejoicing in the Lord?
咁样嘅一个重复嘅强调咧，究竟话俾我哋听关于喜乐嘅乜嘢方面咧？
Why did Paul take care to repeat this call to rejoice in the Lord again?
点解保罗要咁花心思再一次提醒我哋要常常喜乐？
Well, when we ponder more on it,
嗱，当我哋再细心去谂嘅时候咧，
we will see that this is because joy in the Lord can be lost for Christians if we are not watchful.
原因咧就系喺主里面呢份喜乐啊，就喺基督徒生命里面咧，其实系可以冇咗嘅，系可以丢失，就系当我哋唔警醒、唔小心嘅时候。
So, can we see the next slide? So we saw earlier that it is in the Lord that we have joy that comes from Him.
嗱，咁我哋较早前已经睇到啦，我哋。之所以能夠有呢份從主嚟嘅喜樂咧，係因為我哋係喺主裏面，活喺主裏面。
And this happens when we are abiding in Christ.
咁呢個就要同主聯合啦，要去常常與佢同活咁先有嘅。
So what are some hindrances that can break our union with Christ and with God.
咁究竟有啲乜嘢嘅難阻咧，係會能夠中斷咗我哋同主基督同埋同神之間嘅聯繫咧？
So we lose the joy that we have in the Lord.
以致我哋咧失去埋喺主里面呢份喜乐。
So in the last part of today's sermon, I would like to share with you three hindrances that could stop us from rejoicing in the Lord if we are not careful.
咁所以嚟到我哋信息嘅结尾部分咧，我想同大家分享3个主要嘅难阻，系会去影响或者甚至中断我哋喺主里面呢份嘅喜乐，尤其当我哋系唔警醒嘅时候。
So the first reason why we may lose joy in the Lord is a defeated Christian life.
第一个原因令到我哋冇办法喺主里面常常喜乐咧，就系一个好受挫败、好失败嘅基督徒生命。
If you recall the last sermon I gave at the beginning of the month,
如果大家仲记得喺月头我同大家所分享嘅信息嘅时候，
I mentioned that a victorious Christian life that endures hardship and overcomes trials is the one that will experience much joy.
我当时咧都有同大家分享啦，一个得胜嘅基督徒生命，嗰种能够去忍耐、忍受苦楚、艰难，同埋能够胜过呢啲嘅试炼嘅嗰种生命咧，就系能够经历好满满喜乐嘅嗰种生命啦。
So when our relationship with God is hindered by sin or by temptations in the world or by our self-centered desires,
嗱，当我哋同神之间嘅关系受到罪嘅拦阻啦，受到呢个世界嘅试探所纷扰啦，同埋为到我哋好多自我为中心嘅啲欲望去分心嘅时候咧，咁其实我哋
Then we won't
，sorry，
be able to rejoice in the Lord.
咁我哋就冇可能喺主里面有呢份喜乐嘅。
So this is the first reason why we can lose the joy in the Lord, when we are living a defeated Christian life.
咁呢个咧就系第一个原因啦。点解我哋作为基督徒会喺主里面都冇咗呢份嘅喜乐咧？就系当我哋系基督徒生命咧系非常之失败嘅。
So this happens when we have not surrendered our life to be filled and to be led by the Holy Spirit of God.
而呢一个之所以发生咧，就系我哋根本就冇去顺从、降服我哋，将我哋嘅生命咧去交俾神，然后咧容让圣灵时常充满同埋带领我哋。
And when we become self-willed,
当我哋咧好自我为中心，自己意识好强嘅时候，
I fall into temptations, causing a blockage in our relationship with God.
我哋落入试探，以致咧我哋同神之间嘅关系咧出现咗一啲嘅难阻，一啲隔膜。
So this can happen when we are immature spiritually, when we are young Christians.
咁呢啲可能往往喺我哋基督徒生命嘅初期比较唔成熟嘅时候都会发生。
When we are unfamiliar with living out the Word of God, and yeah, we have not established the this habit of living by the Spirit of God to be led by Him.
咁就係當我哋咧仍然係好年幼，可能都未係冇習練得通達點樣去常常將神嘅話語去活出嚟啦，亦都好持續嘅有呢份住喺主裏面呢份同神聯合嘅關係。
Holy Spirit,
哦，
yeah.
係有一個被喺神嘅靈嘅掌管底下呢種嘅關係。
Then, yeah, so it's very important to quickly, by God's grace, to grow out of this infant stage in our Christian life.
咁样系咁嘅情况咧，好重要就我哋要必须快快成长咧，脱离呢个属灵生命嘅婴孩期。
So this is the first hindrance in to rejoicing the Lord.
咁所以呢个咧就系第一个拦阻我哋能够喺主里面常常喜乐嘅原因。
That for one reason or another, we have not been living a victorious Christian life.
就系无论系咩因素导致我哋咧，都系冇办法活出一个得胜嘅基督徒生命。
So the second reason why joy can be robbed from a Christian is when we are not living in harmony with others.
第二个原因，点解我哋作为基督徒冇喜乐呢？就系、是、当我哋咧同其他人嘅关系出现问题，冇办法有呢份嘅合一融合。
I think you can already identify with this more or less in your own experience.
咁我相信咧喺我哋亲身经历里面咧，应该都经历过或多或少咁嘅情况。
So when your relationship with your friends or family is strained or broken,
咁当你无论系同家人或者你朋友之间嘅关系系好紧张，甚至系破裂，
when there's a lack of love,
当中缺乏爱，
when there's hatred, then you will only cause unhappiness and pain in your heart.
当中甚至有仇恨，呢一切咧都会令到你嘅心里面只系有唔喜乐同埋甚至痛楚。
So similarly,
咁同样地咯。
when we fall short of the Lord Jesus' commandment to love,
当我哋系冇达到主耶稣基督吩咐我哋嘅呢个要去爱嘅诫命嘅时候，
when you are not living in love,
当我哋唔系活喺爱里面嘅时候，
you also cannot experience joy that comes from the Lord.
你系冇办法经历你喺主里面嗰份嘅喜乐嘅，
Because you are not abiding properly in Christ.
因为你根本就唔系好你根本就冇好好咁活喺主里面。
Means we have not be obedient to Christ's commandment for us to live in love in relating to one another.
亦都即系话，我哋冇去顺服耶稣基督呢个明明嘅诫命咧，就系我哋去同人相处之间，应该系喺爱活喺爱中嘅。
So this is why in Philippians chapter 4, verse 5,
咁亦都呢个原因咧，点解喺腓立比书4:5嗰度咁话？
Paul mentions that we should be gentle and gracious towards all people.
咁保罗咧就特别提到咧，我哋需要去温柔啦，同埋要去以恩慈去相待。
So that our relationship with others are not broken or hindered, and for it to become something that causes us to lose joy in the Lord.
以至咧我哋同其他人之间嘅关系咧，都唔会因为有破裂啦，以致成为我哋失去喜乐嘅一个拦阻。
So if our relationship is broken or strained with others,
所以当我哋同人之间嘅关系咧，有任何嘅一啲嘅紧张啊，或者甚至破裂。
So by God's grace, let us deal with it quickly.
咁靠住神嘅恩典咧，都让我哋快快嘅处理。
Because the second coming of Lord Jesus is ever closer.
因为咧，其实主耶稣再嚟咧系已经近啦。
So it's better to deal with these debts of our relationships with others before God.
咁所以咧，我哋宁可啊快快嘅系嚟到神面前去处理同唔同人关系当中嘅所谓一啲嘅欠咗嘅债。
And because God, who is the righteous judge through Christ, will ask us to give an account on the day of judgment.
因为咧，当我哋都站喺呢个公义嘅审判官面前、神嘅面前嘅时候咧，其实神藉住主耶稣基督都会去审问我哋，要我哋咧去对我哋嘅一生咧作出个交代。
So falling short of the commandments to love is the second reason why we could lose our joy in the Lord's. When we are not careful.
咁所以咧，当我哋冇去遵行彼此相爱、真系去爱人嘅诫命嘅时候咧，就系第二个原因，点解我哋生命咧会失去呢份喜乐？
And the third possible hindrance can also be found in the context of the passage.
咁第三个拦阻我哋有喜乐嘅原因，其实喺今日呢段经文嘅上下文都能够揾到。
This, can you guess what it is?
咁大家估唔估到系咩原因呢？
Yes, anxiety, anxiousness.
就系呢份嘅忧虑，份焦虑。
If we allow anxiety and worry to occupy our minds and our hearts,
如果我哋咧容让呢啲嘅焦虑、好多嘅担忧占据我哋嘅心思意念嘅时候，
like you allow weeds to grow in your garden,
就好似你容让杂草丛生啊喺你嘅花园里面，
instead of putting our trust in God and fixing our gaze on Christ.
而唔系咧全心嘅信靠神，将眼目咧单一嘅专注喺耶稣基督身上。
So as the weeds grows more and more to occupy your garden,
咁当呢啲杂草哇生到满晒喺你嘅所谓呢个心灵呢个嘅花园嘅里面，
so we cannot rejoice.
当然梗系唔会有喜乐啦。
Then we will be this continuous states of anxiousness and depression.
咁我哋只会持续喺呢一种嘅焦虑嘅状态，系好忧虑、好抑郁嘅状态里面。
So this is why Paul exhorts the brothers and sisters to be anxious for nothing.
系呢个缘故咧，保罗要去鼓励弟兄姊妹，提醒佢哋，你哋要应当一无挂虑，
So nothing means zero.
一无就系讲嘅系真系冇啦，零啊。
So it's not to be anxious about anything.
即系话咧，唔好为到任何嘅嘢去焦虑。
But I do not mean not be anxious means I don't care about my study. You don't think ahead about what you should do.
当然我要澄清啊，我呢度就唔系话哦，因为我哋要一无顾虑啊，咁我咧读书都唔理噶啦，我乜都唔谂，又唔去计划好前面应该做嘅嘢。
It's responsible to plan ahead of your time.
咁当然我哋要去为到将来去计划呢啲，全部都系我哋嘅责任。
But I think you have the discernment to distinguish what is planning ahead and being anxious or being worried about something that kind of drag your hearts down.
咁但我都相信你哋大家系已经有足够嘅分辨力，去分辨出几时咧，我哋系真系系因为出于呢份嘅责任心啦，我哋去有责任咁去为咗将来去计划嘅。但系咩时候咧，其实你嘅心已经被所有嘅忧虑啊呢啲去占据，拉低咗你成个人啦。
The Paul's advice for us is to pray and entrust our care into God's hands.
咁保罗俾我哋嘅劝勉咧，就系去祷告，然后将我哋心里一切嘅挂虑咧，都去交俾神。
But because of time, we will look at this matter of anxiety and prayer more next time.
咁等会时间关系咧，我哋会尽心嘅去睇呢个关于焦虑啊，同埋祷告等等呢方面咧，就系留翻喺下次嘅时间再。
So let us beware of anxiety and worries and not to let it lodge onto our minds and our hearts.
咁所以都让我哋啦，都要小心提防，唔好俾呢啲嘅忧虑啊、焦虑咧占据晒我哋嘅心思意念。
So today we have pondered on Paul's important words of instruction to the Philippian church.
咁今日我哋一齐咧嚟默想咗保罗佢对腓立比教会一啲好重要嘅提醒。
to take care, to rejoice always in the Lord.
我哋必须好郑重嘅要去留意，我哋喺主里面要常常喜乐。
We saw rejoicing has to do with power.
我睇到要喜乐咧，其实需要能力嘅。
Yeah, to be free from our circumstances and our natural temperaments and tendencies.
我哋要能够咧去胜过我哋所处嘅环境啊，胜过我哋呢个本身嘅性情啊、特质或者我哋嘅倾向。
And God, through the goodness of salvation of Christ Jesus, He wants to set us free.
咁而神咧，藉住主耶稣基督呢个嘅福音咧，系希望将我哋释放，俾我哋有呢份自由。
When we are willing to repent and put our trust in Him.
就当我哋愿意真系去悔改归回，去将我哋嘅信靠摆喺佢嗰度。
So we are no longer bound by the circumstances, whether now or in the past or in the future.
咁我哋咧就唔会被我哋嘅环境处境所限制，无论系过去所发生嘅，系现在，甚至将来嘅环境。
And we are not bound by ourselves, this selfish tendency, and that is contrary to what true love is.
咁咧，亦都唔会因为我哋呢份自我为中心咧所困住，因为咧呢个自我系难咗我哋去爱嘅。
So, when we are abiding in Christ and in His love, it's a time we are able to rejoice continuously in the Lord's.
所以，当我哋真系学习住喺主里面，与主联合嘅时候咧，喺佢嘅爱中，咁我哋就能够持续嘅时常嘅经历，靠主常常喜乐。
And I think it's also related to today's song we sang. Yeah, seek you first the kingdom, the kingship of God in our lives.
咁我相信都同我哋今日所唱嘅诗歌其实系好有关系嘅。喺我哋生命里面，我哋系咪真系先求神嘅国，即系话神嘅王权喺我哋生命当中咧？
So what we think, how we respond are always being led by the Spirit of God.
以至我哋所谂嘅，或者我哋对人嘅回应咧，时常都系被神嘅灵去带领嘅。
So Paul also said, as sorrowful but always rejoicing.
就好似使徒保罗都话啦，虽然看似系时常系忧愁，但系咧却系常常喜乐嘅。
The Lord can lead us to be concerned for other people, and our hearts is weighed down because of them, but as we follow His guidance, we won't always feel sorrowful, but the joy can coexist with our concern for others at the same time.
咁就好似作为神仆人啦，你要去帮助或者系好关怀唔同嘅人嘅需要嘅时候，往往真系会被压太重，可能系真系有好多嘅重担嘅。但系咧，因为喺神里面嘅时候咧，又唔会只系得呢啲嘅忧愁，你佢嘅关心反而能够同时经历，原来喜乐同埋呢啲嘅重担都可以系并存嘅。
Of course, we are not bearing the loads alone. It's He who call us to bear the yoke together with Christ and to walk with God.
咁當然啦，因為作為神嘅仆人，你唔係去自己去孭晒啲重擔，你係好似主耶穌所提醒我哋要去同佢同苦一壓。
And we also learn three hindrances that can take away joy in the Lord.
咁我哋亦都學到咧，有三個嘅難阻咧，係有可能將我哋嘅喜樂去奪去，
So these are a defeated Christian life,
就一個失敗嘅基督徒生命。
falling short of the commandment to love when we do not live in harmony with others.
就系去冇办法达到主俾我哋嘅诫命咧，要去同人去有呢份爱啦，同埋有一份嘅合一和谐。
Thirdly, let us be aware of anxiety and worries that can take root in our minds and occupy our hearts.
咁第三咧就系要小心啊！我哋唔好俾焦虑呢啲嘅挂虑咧，喺我哋嘅心里面生根，甚至咧就占据晒我哋所有嘅注意力。
And the way to combat anxiety is through prayer.
而唯一可以去打擊、去對抗呢啲嘅焦慮咧，就係要透過禱告。
It's in quietness and in trust we'll find strength from God.
我哋要喺呢份嘅安靜、呢份嘅信靠裏面咧，就可以喺神裏面揾到呢份力量。
So after today's sermon, after knowing God's will for us, is to receive love, joy, and peace from Him.
咁听完今日嘅信息，我哋大家都知道神对我哋嘅心意咧，系希望我哋从佢嗰度能够领受爱、喜乐同埋平安。
So, what will you choose?
咁究竟你哋会点选择呢？
Will you choose your life without joy in the Lord？
你会唔会选择去你嘅生命就系冇神呢份嘅喜乐呢？
Or will you choose to live a life with joy that comes from a living and loving relationship with our creator gods and also in Christ day by day?
定系你会选择开始去过呢一个充满喜乐嘅生活，而呢个生活咧系一定系基于你能够同神啦，同埋主耶稣基督有呢份真正活泼嘅关系，呢份爱嘅关系。
Or you can try to find joy in the things you see, the things you can experience on earth.
当然，可能你或者会想去选择啊，透过我自己能够接触到嘅事啊，世界嗰度，我想尝试寻求我嘅快乐。
But all these things will one day pass away.
但系咧，呢一切咧，都系有一日终会过去。
And there's still this nagging question, where did I come from? What am I doing here? And where I will be going?
咁你心里面剩低嘅，仲系呢一啲嘅疑问，就系究竟我从何而嚟？我喺度活喺世上，为咗啲咩咧？我要往哪里去咧？
So the choice is yours.
咁所以其实呢个选择咧，最终都系我哋每一个嘅。
But we do have an invitation from our Heavenly Father.
但系咧，我哋却系从天父嗰度咧得咗一个邀请。
So it's up to us to embrace His love or to reject it.
咁所以咧，都系好在乎我哋想去拥抱、接受神所俾我哋嘅邀请，佢份爱啊，定系我哋继续去拒绝佢。
So let us close in prayer.
咁我哋而家一齐祷告去结束。
Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh,
亲爱嘅天父，亚为天父，
I'm worthy as we are,
虽然我哋系咁唔配，
but you have loved us even before we realized it.
但系你喺我哋都未意识到嘅时候，其实你都深爱住我哋。
So, how many are your thoughts towards each one of us?
你向我哋每一个嘅意念系何其众多。
As the summer sets, they are more numerous than the sand. On the shore.
就好似诗人所讲，比海沙更多。
So, Father, we also thank you for Apostle Paul, his testimony
我哋都为到使徒保罗嘅见证去献上感恩。
that he was a free person in you and in Christ.
佢喺基督里面系一个自由人，
He has the power to rejoice always because of you.
佢能够因着你嘅缘故喺主里面常常喜乐。
Also has left us with this precious passage to help us to understand your goodwill towards each one of us.
亦都多谢保罗，使徒保罗去留下呢篇嘅经文信息咧，俾我哋能够去明白得着喜乐嘅呢个秘诀。
And also thank you for dear Sister Hai, her beautiful life testimony.
我哋都为到阿开姊妹佢美丽嘅见证去献上感恩。
Even though humble and uneducated, but she was a precious daughter of yours.
虽然佢系几咁嘅谦卑。卑微但佢喺你眼中系呢一个好宝贵嘅女儿，
She was faithful to the end.
而且佢确实系忠心至死。
We pray you will be merciful towards her children.
我哋都恳请你继续向佢嘅儿女施怜悯。
Grant to us opportunities to continue to invite them to come to know your love.
亦都俾我哋有机会能够继续可以去尝试继续去。邀请佢哋去接受你嘅呢份大爱，
Father, we also pray for each dear ones here.
同埋去鼓励佢哋去认识你更多。我哋而家都为我哋在座每一位去祷告，
And some of them are still seeking to know you and to experience you.
佢哋好多人可能仍然喺度寻求紧你，想去经历你更多。
Pray that you also draw close to them as they draw close to you.
求你都帮助佢哋能够亲近你咁神你都会亲近我哋。
So, Father, thank you for this precious time we can come before your words.
天父再次为到呢个能够去一齐睇你话嘅时间献上感恩，呢个宝贵时间。谢谢。
May your words also safeguard our hearts and help us to walk by it.
求你嘅话语去真系保护我哋嘅心。亦都帮助我哋能够去按住你嘅话语而行。
May you lead us in the coming week.
求你都带领我哋嚟紧新嘅一周，
May you bless everyone here today.
亦都祝福我哋在座每一位。
Thank you, Father.
多谢天父。
Amen.